Syrian rebels are making their last desperate stand in the city of Homs as government forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad make their strongest push yet to dislodge them from their positions in the city that was an early and important hub of unrest. As fighting continues in Homs and elsewhere, the humanitarian crisis in the country continues to worsen. 3 years of conflict have seen 150,000 people killed and millions of others driven from their homes. The United Nations estimates that nearly 7 million Syrians are in need of humanitarian aid. With a near total disruption of commerce, industry, and even basic services, order has broken down and been replaced by lawlessness in much of the territory. Tuesday marked the first anniversary of the kidnapping of two Orthodox bishops, two of many, perhaps scores of Christians, taken by force and held against their will, whether for ransom or vendetta or other motives.
Ricorderemo i due vescovi ortodossi.
The Apostolic Nuncio to Syria, Archbishop Mario Zinari, told Vatican Radio he would be remembering the kidnapped bishops, along with Father Paolo Dall'Oglio and two other priests, one Armenian Catholic and one Orthodox, who were also abducted.
Vogliamo ricordare tante, tante persone che sono ancora sequestrate, un'altra piaga di questa guerra.
We want to remember all the many, many persons who are still being held against their will, he said. Kidnappings are one of the afflictions of this war, from those that are merely criminal to those that are perhaps politically motivated. Meanwhile, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has called a presidential election for June 3rd. The opposition and the United States denounced the vote as a farce, while the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that Syria's newly announced presidential election would undermine efforts to achieve a political solution to the conflict if allowed to go through. I'm Chris Oltieri.